Now, open them up so you can see them all side by side. Just look at them, study them for a moment. Now we're going to play. First of all, take the first one. Pick it up and have a look at it on its own. What is Sonji teaching you about this tree of life before time?
It represents us.
The tree represents you. It represents your incarnation upon the planet on which you live. The line that represents the earth from which the source of power comes to your body. Mm-hmm. Understand? Now remember the other teaching. Turn it up the other way.
Yeah.
Upside down, as you are calling it, upside down.
Yeah.
Now, the roots are heaven, and the top of the tree is where you are manifesting and coming to the earth.
Uh-huh.
You understand? The roots. Where are the roots?
In the heavens.
In the heavens. There is your first clue. The biggest clue that is always overlooked. It is always ignored and taken only one way. The roots of the tree of life are in the heavens.
Mm.
Now look at the next one. What have you here? Turn it up the other way. What is this?
Candle.
How many shapes has it got in it?
Three.
Does it always have three in it?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Now take
it. Well, yes, considering that's...
Take the third one
and
compare it to this.
Yes, that's right.
Now, what do you imagine this is?
Well, does a circle represent that there?
That is so. Now, what do you know of the kingdom? Who is the kingdom?
The oneness.
Who is the kingdom?
Ourselves.
Oh, we are. That's right.
You are the kingdom.
Oh. That's right.
The kingdom upon the earth in the prayerings of the Ancient One, are you not?
Yes. Yep.
You are the kingdom on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one.
Yeah.
When you look at the first circle with the serpent in it, the serpent again representing the fire of life. Now we're going to jump back to the first one. The serpent fire looks like DNA.
Actually, when I was looking at that, I could see petri dishes and how they, on the third one, and how they would get the chromosomes from that one into this one and then join them together and do whatever.
You're doing very well, little Bobby. So the third one is the beginning of creation. You have the egg containing the potential that is to be fertilized and made into something. You understand? Mm-hmm. You also have a representation of the home planet. Mm-hmm. The home planet that contained three races of people. So you have three circles. You have one planet of living with two suns. It had two suns.
Mm-hmm.
So you have two suns.
Mm-hmm.
One sun ruled one half of the planet, the other sun ruled the other half of the planet. Your knowledge of physicalities will find it very intriguing to work out. I leave you to do it in your own earth time. You understand?
Mm.
So, the planet of origin has two suns. One governs one governs the other. In order to come to the place of being, the new land, the peoples had to be brought together in one form. The two circles that join together in the middle that make look like the infinity symbol is the journey through infinity that the peoples made through space to come to the new place of origin. All are symbols.
How did I get the spaceship I was giving you? Oh, sorry.
Now, this one here that you're having, this also, and this one, are symbols of the craft that come through the void. And this represents the traveling through the stars. This is as though it is a map of the stars, of the planets that the peoples went and seeded on their way to the new place of being.
And are these circles these places?
Those are the places, the planets that were seeded on the way through the stars. And the other different shapes that you have of the different beings, you call them goddesses.
Mm.
They are the mothers of the new beings that were created upon the craft on their way through the stairs. They did not live forever. They had to go back and come back again. However, the energies came back again and again.
Mm.
So, you have many different symbols. Now this one, we come to this one once more. Kundalini. Kundalini represents that joining together of matter that was accomplished on the craft. And the eye at the bottom is the place of emergence from the craft.
So, coming down from here and out.
That is so. So, we came on your journey from the heavens through the stars, and on the journey, so the bodies were formed, how they were going to be at the place of emergence. And when they arrived at this place, this planet, so then they were ready to emerge from the craft. And the crown chakra represents the light shining forth from inside the craft. So in all of the symbology, the mythology, the stories, the hidden mysteries, everything, it is this. It is also those other manner of things that it speaks about.
Right.
It is all of those things also. However, the origins of it lie in the stories, to tell the story of the passage of the peoples from the stars, from the planet of origin. That is how it came to be put in the symbols to begin with. Because it was known that it would be lost, this process began on the craft. It did not begin when it arrived on this place, on this planet. It began on the craft. The children were taught of their origins. They were taught how they came from this other place of being. They were taught how they'd been made and constructed out of three peoples and made into the peoples they now were. Little children do not be able to understand things all time the same way with the same mind that those with grown bodies do. So it was given to them in a manner that they would understand. And because it was so simple, and because it was so easily and readily carried, this knowledge, it remained so. And that knowledge was passed through all the different generations of peoples, and so passed out across the planet where everybody traveled with it. They took the knowledge with them. However, in the taking of the knowledge, some parts of it were changed, names were changed, and then peoples begin to put new meanings upon it. When you look at it, you will find that the journey of your spirituality parallels the journey of the physicality, the change of the physicality as it traveled through the stars. And so you have now the whole picture, not just little pieces of it. And you will be able to make even more of your connections as you have these connections here. The man who says about this blackness and is the only one who has been able to give the same of it. This particular circlings was not one that was put on the original star chart. It represents a very important phenomenon in the space through which they traveled. It is known as the hole that is black, and it draws into it all those things and takes it through. It is a place of opposite to matter. And on the journey, they had to go around this place because it was too dangerous to go near it, or they would have been drawn into it. in the spiritual symbology, you can then understand how it is that it has now only just come to light. Because within it is the opposite of all that you know. So it contains the opposite of all that you know. So Sanji is giving you that which is the opposite of all that you know. Now you have more of the picture.
I had a dream again. Sorry to interrupt. About me, I was in a big spaceship, right? You know, the big ship, but we came down and got created. And I was called Andros. And I was dropping all these people off to different planets because that was my job, being a spacecraft person. Yeah. And that's all. So I felt I made a connection there. As you were talking, I just jumped with it.
And here you have your connections here.
Yeah.
And when you superimpose your other pictures over and underneath, you will find even more connections. There is wording that has been given. It is pathways.
That's it, yeah.
Pathways. Pathway through the stars. Pathway through the knowledge. Pathways through the awareness. And this information is not given. People's may take great delight in it. Many will reject it. No, the information has been given to you. Some person will present themselves to the planet at large at some future time of the earth and will offer this theory to the peoples of mankind, and they will laud it as a new discovery, and it will create great consternation among many and many arguments, especially among those that want to believe that there is only one facet that is to be followed. It will not fit the pattern of things for them. So they will become very upset. When this takes place, you all know. You already have it. Organism already knows it.
Well, now that you've mentioned it, it is just so perfectly obvious.
It's because
humankind's, you doing all the things that humankind do. You research all these many things. It is great interest, very exciting and important to do this thing. However, you can become lost in its complexity.
Well, I couldn't because I can't remember all its complexities, but I knew that that was upside down.
And when you look at the top part of it, it is the shape of the craft. It is the underside of the craft, and behind is the rest of it spreading out. This is as though the lights that shine down underneath it.
Late this afternoon, I watched this program on television about the so-called sightings of craft on this planet, and during it, and I don't know whether the film was real or not, it doesn't matter whether it was real or not, but they showed, it was probably a stimulated thing, but however, it touched me very deeply because they showed another, I don't know how to describe it. We use the word alien, which I don't like that word, but another
being
holding the hand of a human being. And it was really just so beautiful. It really touched me.
There are beings, as I've given you before, that are still coming to this place. There is so much, and humankind, for the most part, don't want to know.
They're so closed and so frightened.
It is the fear that is the blockage. Now we're coming to this that you're speaking before, little Robin, about the Kundalini going up and finding the blockages.
Is this when the chakras are damaged for some reason? Does that block the Kundalini rising?
That is so. Sometimes the chakras are blocked before Kundalini comes to them. And as the Kundalini comes and finds the door closed, it goes back down on itself.
Mm.
And this is how it comes to lodge in some other place, cause damage. This is on the esoteric understanding.
Mm.
All this knowledge the ancients have, and all they have done is to wrap it up and hide it. Look at some of the ancient cultures of the planet, and you will discover that there are connections between the histories and the teachings, the stories.
Mm.
This is how it is that Sonji has come to the people to give speakings about the stories of mankind.
Mm. Mm. Diana hasn't heard that one about the Sleeping Beauty story. Is this the story you mean?
That is one of the stories.
No, the fairy tales.
Mm. Mm.
There are other stories also that have traveled with the peoples, and they have been passed along through different generations. You have stories of giants. The peoples that first came from the stars were very tall people. So tall that in your present day, such people are viewed as unusual. And the substance in the body that causes them to grow to this great height often also causes them to become, as they grow older, a little malformed in their bones, in their joints, because they have grown too fast. They are a backthrow.
Oh, yes.
That's a bit of a pun, isn't it? Sorry, because it shows you the back that does go.
So, you have this. All those different genetic differences that you observe in humankinds are all part of these different backthrows. Sometimes it may be the features are very broad and coarse, that they resemble more ancient man than modern man. Again, it is a genetic backthrow from when the peoples from the stars joined with the peoples of the earth. Then you have the peoples that have different shaped bones that perhaps have very wide apart eyes and flat face, with a very round features and have eyes that go up to the temples. In this manner,
yes,
you understand.
Yes.
These peoples are the peoples that have their origins in the flesh with the peoples of the original planet. You understand?
Mm.
Not with the peoples of the earth. This feature is part of that.
Right.
It is a very dominant feature because it was a very distinctive shape. And it belonged to the peoples that lived in the trees, the Glock. They have the dark eye that goes like so, and they live in the tree. The peoples that have the eye that is blue and green and very wide, like so, these are the peoples of the mirror. And the peoples that have the eye that is light, that is sometimes a little blue, sometimes a little brown, sometimes in between, you understand? These eyes, and their eyes also are a little different shape. They are not completely like so. They also have a little bit of this. And these are the peoples from the city. Now the peoples from the city were very large. They have very large bodies, hands and feet. They have very large skulls. Their skulls go back like so. In that shape, I have for you to make that shape.
Right. I would like to build one of those.
They have at sides where you have your ear is where they have this comes out like the fish
gills.
Fins. Gills.
They move like this out here. You call them ears, but they are very big and have wavy bits on the outside. A frill, like a petticoat, on there.
It's not so good.
These peoples have this and have very deep chest for breathing a lot of air. Very big lung space. And are able to go into water and come out again, as are the people of the tree. You have word for this, amphibious. People of land, people of water. Only the people of the cities, their skin was very smooth. They had no hair upon their bodies. Their bodies resembled more the shine of the fish, although not scales of the fish, you understand, but the same sort of shine.
after listening.
It had a different look to it. And it was yellow. The skins had a yellow cast to it. They were great engineers. They constructed things. They were the scientists, the men in the white coats of the planet, for the most part. They built the cities, they dwelt in the cities, they constructed things, and they made for the well-beings of the peoples in the cities to function. And they were very precise in the governings. The peoples that lived in the trees, the Glock. These peoples lived mostly on the other side of the planet. They lived where the red sun shone. The peoples of the city lived where the yellow sun shone. There's a difference between the two suns. They have a different energy, right? Mm-hmm. And because of the size of the planet and the size of the suns, they had a different effect upon the land and things that grew. Where the two energies overlapped, there was a space of nothing, because the peoples of the red sun could not function very well under the yellow sun, and vice versa. Mm. It was very difficult for them to come into the middle was death. To come into each other's lands was death. It would cease to be. Not instantly in this fashion. Mm. However, they could not function together. They were not at war with each other. They had no way to be at war with each other. Mm. Because they could not come together in this fashion. The peoples of the trees. They have many trees for them to live. Great, huge trees. Their limbs were very long and sinuous. They used to have their homes up in the trees. And they would come down to the edge of the waters, and they would gather their needings out of the waters for themselves, for the peoples. However, they also could only go just so far. Mm. These peoples have skin that was a reddish brown. The hair was very dark, almost black. The features were finer than the peoples of the city. And they had very long fingers, toes, and the limbs very long in the bones. The largest of the races were the city dwellers. and the next largest were the tree dwellers. And the wise ones of each could communicate with each other. They would communicate with their minds. Both had the power of the mind. They could speak through means of, you call it telepathy.
That's right, wonderful.
And this is how they communicate with each other. Now, then you have the third thought of beings on the planet. And these beings are very different. Very, very different. These beings were half men, half fish. I say men because it is the only way to describe for you. These beings have skin that is very pale blue. Very, very, very light. So light the skin is that the veins, the blueness of the veins can be seen through the skin. Very delicate. Very transparent. Very beautiful. Very beautiful, very graceful, and these creatures lived in the oceans of the planet, which were very vast. And because of the nature that they were, they could travel anywhere at all. They could be on the red sun or the yellow sun, and anywhere in between. It mattered not. They did not all time come up at the place where the two suns cross, because that is still not a very good place to be. Even when you are in the water, you don't want to be on the surface of it. However, beneath the water, you are all right. The water acts as a diffuser of the energies. So these creatures are called the Mur, and you spell it M-U-R in your spellings of your language.
Oh, I guess it's quite good, isn't it? Like Muriaticum with a C. Yeah. So.
That doesn't happen by chance, does it?
Okay, they could go.
You will need to ask Occultism for the spelling of this in the writings of the peoples. It has already been given. The writings of the peoples, you will also find other connections in your earth knowledge. Now, the peoples of the land also communicate with the peoples of the ocean, with the mirror. So the Janosian, the Glog, and the mirror living on the planet, co-inhabiting it peacefully with each other. And the peoples of the ocean assisted the people on the land to get the food from the ocean. They gathered together their, that is a very good description, their horses of the ocean. And they would, together as a team, bring the fish from the deep into the land for the people of the land to collect for themselves. The peoples of the city required many fish, because there were so many of them.
Mm.
The peoples of the trees did not need so many because they lived amongst all the waterways on their half of the planet. Now, there you have the two halves of the planet with the red sun and the yellow sun. And the connection between the two are the mirror.
Oh, that's what that line represents, this line here.
This is the mirror crossing between the two halves also. So you have the peoples traveling across the two. So this becomes the waters.
Oh,
and you have the clock, and you have this would be the clock.
Oh, it's the other way around.
And that would be the Shanozen. And the mirror is the one in the middle because it travels between both sides. This whole thing.
What are the tree
people? This whole thing. The big circle is the mirror. Because the mirror traveled the waters of the planet.
Right. And that they would go on this half and that half.
As is so. All the waters. So you have many representations in this. This alone gives you much.
I must have got something. Well, I can't
see. The light half is the Shanozen.
Oh, I can't spell that, that's it.
X-A-N-O-S-I-A-N.
You said it before now.
And it is pronounced at the back of your throat. Xianosian. To make it simple, Sonji says that the Janos.
Janos, yeah, that's okay.
And you may look at it with a J. However, it is not so. It is Xianosian. Xianosian. So, it is part of the language of this place of being, Xianosian. And those, the name of the whole place of being is Xianos. Xianos. There is a place on your planet that has a similar way of speaking, and this is known among the peoples thanking you. This is it, I have to say for you. Mexico.
Oh, Mexico.
Mexico. And they say the same. Janos is at the back of the throat. And it is part of the language of the peoples from that place. And so it is still here among the peoples of the earth. And it has not changed. There are many different peoples of the earth that speak from the back of the throat. The peoples that make the clicking sounds with the mouth and the tongue and the throat. The little peoples, they are part of the glock that used to live. The peoples of the earth that with the feathers in their hair, they have the origins also with the glock. They have the skins, the hair and the eyes, and some of the teachings come from the glock. The peoples of the cities that master all your technology, that have their eyes so and their skins are a little lemon to brown. They are from the cities. They have their peoples, their genetic structure from the peoples of the cities. When they come on the craft, all these peoples are put together into one. You understand?
And on that program that I was looking at today, they were depicting these beings as very tall and having very, very long fingers. So is that a fairly true representation of these people? What you're describing, they sound to me like the city.
Remember when they come to the stars, they see the planets.
Right.
As they came through the stars, they see the planets with the different forms that they have managed to create. So there are many different forms. And the genetic structure is also part of yours.
Right.
However, it is different enough from yours that were you to compare the two, you would find the DNA is different.
Mm.
However, there would be similarities there. There would be aspects of their development of their genetic structure that has moved away from that which you have now, because the one you have now has been built on since that time of coming and coming to the new place of being, to the emergence. So supposing you were to put this together and you could see through all the pages, you would be able to put one on top of the other on top of the other, and you would see something very interesting. Because also through those little rings of that other thing represent